The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I am here with my co-host, fellow realtor, husband, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you today?
Terrific. How are you?
Wonderful.
We have with us Patrolman Tom Richardson from the Dunmore Police Department. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome. And we thank you for being here. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m., where we cover many real estate topics. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com, or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you're at jruddy.com, click on the Dunmore Corners live webcam tab, and you can see what's going on at the corners. Check out the weather, the construction, or whatever. See what's going on. I checked yesterday, we had over 400 hits in one day on that roof cam.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, I was like, wow.
What is so exciting about Dunmore Corners?
Bob, my friend Bobby in Brooklyn. He listens all the time. He says, I get a phone call. I'm walking through the bank parking lot. He goes, oh, what are you going to get lunch? I said, where are you? He says, I'm at work.
Bobby and Regina are faithful, loyal listeners. They listen every weekend. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. View our listings, search the MLS listings, and listen to archive radio shows by going to mobilefriendlyjruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Patrolman Tom Richardson from the Dunmore Police Department. We're here today because we're going to talk about how we can make our homes safe and all the things that you see on a daily basis. It's been exciting in your world lately in Dunmore. What's been happening, please?
Unfortunately, the uprise of the opioid epidemic, we've been finding that car break-ins and house break-ins are on an extreme rise.
Okay, break-ins and even sometimes cars are stolen lately, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I mean, there are people who do leave their keys, a spare key inside of their glove box or inside their car. And these people, they're coming around. You leave your car unlocked, open up the door, and there's the spare key.
I don't understand that. Why would I lock a key inside the car? I never understood that. I know a guy, he works with us. He says, oh, I have a spare key in the glove box. I says, here we are with a coat hanger trying to get in your car. I says, what good is that key doing?
It is. It's no good at all.
No.
I mean, if it's not on your person and you lock your main set inside of your car, what is the other set good for? I mean, keeping it in, you know, your wallet maybe or a purse, something like that. That's a little bit better of an idea than having it inside your glove box.
Yes. I used to always keep a spare key in my wallet, but now I have a Ford and I have that
the
touch
keyless
keypad, and I love that.
Yes, I like that, too. Now, so this isn't only happening in Dunmore. This is all across the area.
Nationwide.
Yeah, okay. So when does this occur? Usually daylight, night, in the middle of the night?
Well, we find that most car break-ins are happening at night. Most people are home. You know, we're inside watching our favorite TV show or in bed, and that's when they're able to take that element of opportunity. Now, home break-ins, on the other hand, they're happening during the day, during normal work hours, when people are at school, business, other events.
Okay. So when these types of things happen, what can we do to ensure it doesn't happen to us? So if we have our cars parked outside of our house in a driveway, is it happening in somebody's driveway, in somebody's garage, in front of the house? Where are the car break-ins occurring?
All of the above. Most of the time, it's the opportunity that we give them by leaving our car unlocked. So they'll come walk up a street, and wherever the cars are, if they are in the driveway or if they're on the street, they're walking up and trying to pop open the door. If the door opens, then they're rooting through, trying to find, you know, loose spare change, money inside, and then ultimately some of them, they find the key.
Okay. Yeah. So if somebody leaves something like an iPad in the car or a camera, are they taking that?
We're not seeing that as much as we used to. Now it's more or less, it's the change.
Loose change, and sometimes people leave some dollar bills hanging around.
Yeah, something like that. I mean, we've even had a case where, you know, somebody left a couple $100 inside of their glove box, inside their car, inside the bank envelope. You know, and it could be something as, you know, simple as it's Friday, it's payday, I go to the bank, I cash my check, and oh, now I'm going to run into this store, so let me just throw it in the glove box, and then we forget about it, and then that night we leave our car unlocked, and we give that opportunity to somebody.
Okay, so they're not smashing windows to get into these cars?
No.
Okay.
No.
You were saying it's not as common for them to be stealing the iPads and the phones anymore and the jewelry. Why is that?
Well, because as technology got better, we found that we were able to make it better for our law enforcement community. And we have a website that's called the Precious Metals Database. And all pawn shops now have to register with them. And they're putting anything and everything that somebody pawns off, including their driver's license picture, on this website, and we're able to search. So if we have a car break-in, we have a home burglary, and there's, say, a diamond ring that was stolen, we could search the database and find that this diamond ring that was stolen is this, you know, so many carats, if it's gold, so on and so forth, and then we're actually finding who the person is that burglarized that house by the database.
So the pawn shop has to pawn, P-A-W-N.
Yes, doesn't sound pawn. Like you're saying pawn.
It doesn't
pawn.
Sound right, no. I'm sorry. P-A-W-N shop. They have to actually take a picture of the jewelry or whatever it is, and you see a picture of it, and the owner could identify it that way?
Yes, yeah, and the same thing with iPads, cell phones, stuff like that. The serial number is recorded inside the database.
And how long does the pawn shop have to keep something before they can put it on the shelf and sell it?
30 days.
So I have a 30-day window to go in and look. That's good. I like that.
And 30 days doesn't sound like it's too little of a time, but sometimes when you're looking for that lost item, it could go quickly.
Yes.
Yeah, so... But it's better than nothing, right?
Absolutely.
All right. So you're seeing a rash of car break-ins, house break-ins, and even stolen cars. Are you finding the stolen cars?
Yes, we have found. There's always those ones that are out there, and unfortunately, it's happening more and more and more. But we are finding the cars, and then speaking with the people who are driving the cars at that time, they're the ones who also stole the car. They're telling us, you know, that they're taking the car because it was there. The key was there. It was left there. It was an opportunity for them to go from, you know, say Dunmore to out to Wilkes-Barre or, you know, anywhere like that. It just made life a little bit easier on them.
No, right.
Auburn.
So are the cars damaged or are they pretty much intact?
Sometimes. Most of the time, you will find the cars are just ditched, you know, down the street. They took it and drove it to where they had to go or close by to where they had to go and left it there. We have found cars that were ditched in the woods, set on fire, you know, and...
Okay. Now, how about other items, bigger items that you're finding are stolen? Things that can move?
Like TVs, stuff like that. We're not finding those just like going back to what Pat said before with the iPads. We're not finding that as much because the TV price, the market has come down. Plus, it's a lot more noticeable when they're coming out of a house with a TV.
60-inch TV under their arm.
But so years ago, they were big ticket items, and they were things that were targeted, but not so much anymore because the price has come down.
Yes.
So that's not something that people are taking.
Yes.
So our TVs are secure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, getting back to the people breaking into the cars, one of our neighbors actually confronted one of these guys at 4 o'clock in the morning, and he had a little talk with him. And he said, of course, they came back like within three times within 2 weeks. And he says, what the hell's going on here? He goes, well, my friend told me that this was a good block to hit.
Yeah.
So they're talking. I mean, these people, they have a network and they're all in need of something, I guess. And they say, oh, well, that block Main Street over there is a great spot to hit. These knuckleheads leave their cars open.
Yes, absolutely. And just like, you know, we talk in the law enforcement community and, you know, talking about an uprise in car break-ins in this neighborhood or home burglaries or the opioid epidemic, they're also talking on that same end. And they're saying, hey, listen, I got, you know, a lot of money out of these cars, or I found that these people leave their cars open more often than not. And so then it's becoming a follow the leader type thing.
So the answer to this is lock.
Lock your cars.
Lock your car. Common sense.
Absolutely.
Lock your car every time.
Every time.
No matter if you're just running. Don't leave cash in your car. Right. Don't leave your purse in your car.
Really, it might be convenient, so I don't forget it in the morning, but how many neighbors have we heard who've had their purse stolen?
At least three.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And we've years later found
credit cards. I found a bunch of credit cards behind my shed.
Yeah. And that's another thing. I mean, they're looking for the cash. They don't want the credit cards. So
that's right. They threw the credit cards on the floor.
Yeah, they're taking your wallet or purse out. They're looking for the cash, and that's it. They're throwing your checkbook. They're throwing your credit cards because it's too traceable now.
What other items do you see taken from these homes?
We've been seeing ATVs, motorcycles, stuff like that, that are movable items, that are bigger, but are easier to move. They're on wheels. So, you know, you could put the item in neutral and they can get it out of your property and then they
quietly
can
in neutral.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just going to say, they're so noisy. How could they be
pushing it up the block?
Yeah. Go block up the road and then they work on it.
Okay. All right. That's very interesting. Are people leaving their keys to their ATVs?
No, it's as easy as going on the internet and finding, you know, how do we start without a key? And, you know, we use it every day. I mean, you know, going to simple things of how do I make pasta and how do I boil water? I mean, it you could look up how to steal things, how to break into things, and it's making it easier for the bad people,
the criminal element, to do bad things and take from others. Interesting. And so the reason for the rise in all of this activity, break-ins and stolen items, related to drugs?
It's most of it.
It's related to the drugs.
Yes.
And the epidemic.
Yes.
And it's really scary out there. Today with us, Tom Richardson, patrolman from the Dunmore Police Department. We're headed towards a break. Before we go, Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes. We have a lovely two-bedroom, two-bath, brick ranch-style home at 18 Conroy Avenue in Scranton for $124,000. This home has hardwood floors, a fireplace, a built-in garage, and a covered patio. The low level is finished, and there is room for additional living space. There is also a large driveway with plenty of off-street parking, and this home has a newer roof, and it is just waiting for a new owner. That's a two-bedroom, two-bath home with a fireplace and a garage at 18 Conroy Avenue in Scranton for $124,000, and that's listed by Sam Shelter of our office.
Thank you, Pat. Pennsylvania Association of Realtors just recently conducted a survey, the Welcome Home Survey, which revealed what do their respondents choose in terms of a type of mortgage. 38% of the respondents chose a 30-year mortgage, 7% picked a 15-year mortgage, and 22% paid cash. Stay with the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. We'll be back after a very brief break.
Mom, can I please go down the street to say goodbye to Bobby before he moves?
Son, I can't even get up these steps. I need to sell this house.
Hon, I know things are tight, but I think we need a bigger house.
Does this sound familiar? Life constantly changes, and so can your living situation. The home that was the perfect fit for you years ago just doesn't work anymore. The award-winning professionals at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate have helped many people just like you throughout northeastern Pennsylvania for almost a half century. With their extensive knowledge of the market and how to sell and buy a home, the dedicated team of realtors at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate have successfully assisted and guided people into a new chapter in their lives. Let us help you. Visit jruddy.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
And we're back.
And we're back. With Tom Richardson, patrolman with the Dunmore Police Department. We're having a really good discussion with you today about home and car safety and the things that you see on a daily basis. And car thefts and home break-ins are on the rise because people need money.
Yes.
And it's usually fueling their drug addiction. Usually.
Yes.
Okay. So, what are some things that we can do around our house to make it more safe and secure that we are not a target?
Well, the biggest thing would be lighting. As much lighting as possible. Then moving into, you know, the cost of security cameras and moving up to having cameras put on, installed at your house. They make it kind of easy now with the wireless ones. They have ones that, you know, they look like a doorbell, and here it is, it's a camera. Giving constant monitoring 24/7 of your house and giving you alerts when somebody is around your house.
That's good you point that out, because when they were breaking into the house, the cause on my block not so long ago, one of my neighbors says, can you look at your cameras and tell me? And my house is lit up like a Christmas tree. I have lights, spotlights in the driveway. I have lots of lighting on my front porch.
Our lights on. People do not turn them on and leave them on.
I have a switch in the wall that's actually a timer that they go on and off. So it looks like I'm home all the time. I'm turning the lights on and off. But anyway, I could actually see these people go across the street in my cameras. I couldn't make out who they were, but they would actually avoid my house. They wouldn't come up my driveway because it's lit up like a television studio. It's nice and bright. They went across the street to avoid the light.
Hide in the shadows. You know, that, and that's the thing. And if your neighbor across the street also has their lights on, and everybody on the block, all the neighbors know each other, we all put our lights on when we leave or even when we are home, it's gonna cut down the risk of car break-ins and home burglaries. Because the safety of just having the light, they're going to think, I don't want to go down that neighborhood. These neighbors are vigilant. They're out there keeping their property and their neighbor and friend's property safe.
Yeah, my son, we were driving around in Dunmore, and he goes, what does that Crime Watch sign mean? I said, it means the neighbors are watching the neighborhood. The people are actually sitting around and trying to keep an eye on things for when the police aren't around.
Yes.
So.
And that's a big thing, and you see it now more and more. We're losing track of who our neighbors are and who's
coming and going.
Yeah.
Who's sitting out in a car watching.
And that's the thing, and you have to be as vigilant as possible. I mean, we leave our house at a certain time every day. We come home at a certain time every day. And, you know, other than something changing, like you spoke about earlier with the construction in Dunmore Corners, you know, that may delay you a little bit, but, you know, paying attention to your surroundings helps not only you, but also your neighbors being safe.
Yeah. If I see somebody strange on the block, there was a house on the block where there was a lot of coming and going. Do you know, the kids pull up, they run in the house, they come out 2 minutes later. I don't think they went in and had a cigarette. You know, I think there might have been something more going on. But I have to pay attention to what's going on in my neighborhood. And they used to say in New York, if you see something, say something. You know, I don't want that stuff on my block.
And that's what helps us. I mean, you know, we can only be so many places during the day. So if neighbors are giving us information, I mean, you spoke about the Neighborhood Crime Watch, you know, becoming a member of that group, giving them the information if you yourself don't want to call law enforcement. But, I mean, there's non-emergent numbers. You can call in tips and let us know what's going on in your neighborhood. And that's the best way to combat these crimes as far as, you know, we locked our doors, we locked our house, and, you know, now we're lighting our neighborhood up, we're putting cameras in, and
locking our doors.
Our neighbors are paying attention to each other.
A lot of time.
I got a neighbor that leaves the door wide open.
Yeah.
Leaves the door wide open. I was like, seriously? I go to the garage, I lock the house.
I know. And for years, I mean, growing up in Dunmore, that was the thing.
Yeah.
Nobody locked their doors. That was what everybody said. Oh, we live in Dunmore. We don't need to lock our doors.
It's a different world.
It's a completely different world.
Well, it was 10 years ago, 11 years ago to be exact, because it was at the time Patrick was born. There was in Green Ridge a rash of break-ins. Well, it wasn't a break-in because they were just walking through. They were testing they would go around the back of the house and they would go in people's back doors because back doors are left unlocked more often than the front doors. So they were just walking into houses.
And the guy was sitting on his couch and this woman walked in and he says, "What are you doing here?" And she had some nonsense excuse, but there was a guy waiting for her out in the car out front. So these people are a little bit sophisticated, you know, and who knows, they're up to no good.
Absolutely. Years ago, I mean, we had a case where we had a woman who she was portraying herself as a home health nurse. And she was going up, she'd knock on your door. If somebody answered, that's who she said she was, and that's where she was coming from. If nobody did answer the door, then, yeah, there was other people there, and they were breaking into the house. They were checking, you know, abandoned properties, and they were going in. And that comes back to keeping your house safe. I mean, not making it easy for somebody to be able to just look in your front door and see that nobody's home, or looking in the back door, having the doors secured with a deadbolt.
And locking them.
Yeah, making sure the deadbolt is used if we do have one installed.
Right, and sliding glass doors are really sometimes a great opportunity for these people because a lot of people don't secure their sliding glass doors.
Absolutely. And then even when they are secured, I mean, over time, we're sliding it back and forth. That frame is moving and, you know, it's becoming easier and easier. And I mean, I've seen people, you know, they put a block of wood in to kind of, you know, it won't let it open then. And the same thing on windows that are easily open, you know, just because of the low grade they are to the land. You know, they'll put a piece of wood inside there, especially in the summertime with the air conditioners in the window.
Right.
You know, you have to have your window open so far to have the air conditioner in there. And then above that, putting a piece of wood in to kind of hold it sturdy in there.
Right. So, and then a lot of times you'll see people with their shrubbery or bushes in the front, and that's an opportunity because people can...
That's right.
It hides the first floor, and it's a perfect opportunity for somebody to...
Absolutely overgrown. Yeah, it hides them from the street. So if they're coming up, they want to peer inside your front windows. Most of the time, break-ins, they do. They occur in the back, like you said, with the sliding patio doors. But somebody who has big bushes or trees in their front yard and you can't see them from the street, they're using that to their advantage to then peer inside the windows a little more, maybe check those front windows that are right on your front porch. And it gives them a little bit more time to access the inside of your residence.
Hmm. Lots to think about,
right? What a world we live in.
Right. And it seems that there's fads in the criminal world. Like a couple years back, the big thing was copper thefts. Are you seeing much of those?
No, they're kind of on the downside now.
People were breaking into these houses.
Copper was very expensive a few years ago. I think that's what drove all of that was the price of copper.
Yeah, because, I mean, we've had cases. And the biggest ones were houses that were for sale and houses that were vacant. They were going in. They knew they had almost all day to do it and cutting the copper out. But now since it's gone down, it's really, it's, we don't see it as much as we used to.
Okay. All right. What else can we do to protect our homes, our garages? Sometimes we, if it's a detached garage, we're not thinking about it. Like if it's part of the house, it's attached, we think about it a little bit more. But when it's out in the backyard, it's out there, we don't have to secure that, right?
Yeah, making sure that, the door on your garage is secure. You know, if it's not an automatic opener, if you have a manual door, making sure when you pull it down and you turn that lock, making sure it did attach, you know, giving it a few tugs yourself to make sure the bar engaged. Making sure that the door on your garage, just the regular entry door, making sure that that is the same quality door as you're putting on your house, because why put it in the garage if you're not going to protect it as much as you're protecting, you know, yourself inside your home? And then that goes to, you know, having bushes and shrubs and stuff around your garage where windows are visible and, you know, you being able to see what's yeah. there.
My garages, I have a couple of garages, and all of my garage doors, there is not one window. People say, oh, I want to let the light in. I want to keep the crooks out.
Yep, absolutely.
I can turn the light switch on. I don't need the light from the outside. I don't need somebody looking in and say, oh, I could really use some of that over there.
Absolutely. And that, you know, that's something, you know, if you do have windows, I mean, it's as easy as, you know, buying that aftermarket tint for the windows, or, you know, spray painting them, or the frost that you use at, you know, for decoration in the winter, something like that.
Yes, that's what we did to our basement windows.
Yes, because you used to be able to look right in.
And then our garage, we built it without any windows.
Not a single window.
Not a single window. No. Because my husband is New York minded. He came from New York, and he's always thinking about this. Whereas someone from Dunmore, born and raised, I never thought about stuff like this.
No, this was something we, every day, the guys, I was standing in the front of the firehouse one day, and around the side of the house, they stole the guy's car.
Yep.
I mean, there's 10 guys standing out front, 100 feet away. Hey, Andy, there goes your car.
Yeah.
But it used to be that it was out in New York, you would hear stuff like this. But it's in Dunmore
now.
It's
everywhere now. Absolutely. Yeah. And we're losing our neighbors next door. We're not getting to know our neighborhood and staying in touch with our neighbors. So that it is, it's turning into, you know,
it's turning into little New York. I don't know my neighbors across the street. There are two rental properties across the street, and I wouldn't know who lives in there if they came over and they tapped me on the shoulder. I don't know who they are.
Yeah, and that's what we're finding more and more all the way around town is, you know, we're going to the neighbors asking them if they saw anything and, you know, such, and they'll give us information. Most people do see, you know, what is going on, but they don't feel comfortable enough to go over to their neighbor and say, hey, I saw this guy, you know, or this girl walking around your house the other day, and giving you a description of who they were, so then you could say whether they were supposed to be there or not.
You know, a lot of times I'm seeing people that what's in now is when in terms of window treatments, people don't want to put anything on their windows. They like the light, the brightness every day. It brings some cheer to the home. But in terms of like a first floor and you're on ground level, you're not on top of a hill, people could see right in. Absolutely. Day and night. So, you know, in that sense, it's the house isn't that secure either.
No, and it's given them that opportunity. And I keep using that same word of opportunity, but that's what it is. It opens up the opportunity for somebody to come up on your front porch, or even stand across the street. Like you said, on a first floor level, you could stand across the street and see inside and see what's going on in there. See if there's anybody inside.
Yeah. Most of these things I don't think are planned out. Like you say, it's a crime of opportunity. Here's an opportunity. I'm going to take it.
Well, how many times are you driving down the street at night and you can actually see,
what they're watching on TV?
You can see what they're watching on TV, what news channel they watch, or what cartoon is on for the kids. Well, we had a great discussion with you. Tom Richardson, patrolman with the Dunmore Police Department. Would you come back next week to talk?
Absolutely.
To talk anytime. A little bit more? All right. Thank you. We're out of time. Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m.